Okay, let's take time to confess our sins so that we will be filled with the Spirit and controlled by the Spirit and therefore can be taught by the Spirit. And then we will pray that God will give us hearing in this lesson so that this will benefit us. Let us pray. Father, once again, we thank you for the privilege of sitting at your feet and learning your word. We pray that these things will be embedded in our hearts and that we will be able to remember these things and to apply them as we go through this day and in every day of this Christian walk. Thank you, Father, for teaching us. And thank you for your love and your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, this is lesson 9, the second lesson of chapter 2. The title of this lesson is Acknowledging God at Salvation. The next lesson will be Acknowledging God after Salvation. But today we're going to look at this, at that specific time when you were actually saved, when you believed in Jesus Christ. The most significant acknowledgement we will ever make toward God takes place at salvation. At salvation, we acknowledge God by acknowledging God's Son. Salvation is that specific moment when we believe that Christ paid for our wrongdoings by His death and that He was raised from the dead to conquer death and give us eternal life. The good news is that we can share His eternal life by a simple act of faith in Him. John states this good news, also known as the gospel, very clearly. And he does this many times and in many ways. We see a good example of this in John 1, verses 12 and 13, which says this: Yet to all who received Him, to those who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The rebirth that takes place at salvation is not a natural birth, but supernatural. When we believe in Christ, we become qualified for a relationship with Him by supernaturally receiving credit for His righteousness. Romans 3, verses 21 and 22 says this clearly, But now a righteousness from God, apart from the law, has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. The righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. So, He has done the work for us, and all that's left for us to do is to believe in Him and in His work. And we do not have to work for this. Also, in case you wondered, faith is not work. There's nothing about believing that brings merit to the one who does the believing. The merit is in the person and work toward which the belief is directed. Galatians 2:16 says, Know that a man is not justified by observing the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. And Ephesians 2:8-9 adds, For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. From the time we are saved and after that time, we are forever in Jesus Christ. This is the result of many things that take place in that moment when we actually believe. Now, I'm going to give you a short list of some of these things that happen. We're going to look at 10 of them. There are over 40 We're going to abbreviate this. And we're going to give you what happens and the reference for the verse, but we're not going to take time to read those verses. So you may want to write these down so that you can read them yourself. All right. The first one is, we are reconciled to God. 2 Corinthians 5:18 and 19. We are redeemed, paid for by Christ's death. Romans 3:24. Eternal judgment is removed. John 3:18. We are made righteous. 2 Corinthians 5:21. We receive the righteousness of God. Romans 3:22. We receive eternal life. John 10:28 and 29. We are indwelled by the Holy Spirit. Galatians 4:6. We are sealed by the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 4:30. All sins are blotted out. Isaiah 43:25. And finally, we become a child of God. Romans 8:16. So marvelous things happen when we believe in Christ. We get new life. And we want to learn more about this new life. Now that we are saved, we want to know how to access all the privileges and benefits that can be ours, because we are now God's children. The implications of that will become clear as we go through this course. The first thing we must know is that many provisions for living do not come automatically. There are conditions for these. It will be the purpose of this course to explore and understand the conditions for accessing the benefits of grace, ways to meet those conditions, and what we can expect after those conditions have been met. Most believers go through their entire Christian lives without knowing about these assets, and this is a tragedy. This course is for believers, for those who have crossed forever the faith line to enter a permanent place in Christ. We have received life, and now we want to live that life. Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. There is a way to live the life of Christ. Now that we have it, we want to live it. And we intend to see how this is done. I have some questions now following the lesson. Number one, what is the greatest acknowledgement we can ever make toward God? Number two, what is the one thing we can do that will bring salvation to us? Number three, name at least two things that happen to us at salvation. And number four, this is very personal, have you believed in Christ? Once again, this course is for believers, but if you have not believed in Christ, then you need to consider that right now. John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. It's as easy as believing in him. Romans 4:1-3 says, What then shall we say that Abraham our forefather discovered in this matter? If in fact Abraham was justified by works, he had something to boast about, but not before God. What does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. So remember this. Salvation comes when we believe in the person and work of Jesus Christ. But that is only the beginning. That is the starting point for all the opportunities that God provides for us to grow in knowledge and grace, so that we can know the fullness of God in our lives and in our service to Him. Okay, tomorrow we will finish chapter 2 by seeing how believers give acknowledgement to their Heavenly Father. Father, we thank you again for this lesson, and we pray that you would give us an understanding of what we've said and help us to apply that. Remind us of the things that we've learned. Help us to remember our salvation, to remember that that was an acknowledgement of you, as we look forward to understanding how we can acknowledge you now that we are saved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.